You're listening to ESL Podcasts, English Cafe, number 77. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, English Cafe, episode 77. Seven is in English a lucky number. So 77 is very lucky, I guess. On this cafe, we're going to be talking about American houses, American homes, what they are made out of, meaning what they have as the materials in the house, wood or brick or cement. We're also going to be talking about what Americans think they need, according to a recent survey. And as always, we'll answer a few of your questions. Let's get started. Our first topic today is American houses and what they are built with. You often see on the news when there is a natural disaster. A natural disaster are things like an earthquake, a hurricane, when there is a big snowstorm, and it is so serious that it causes problems, that it kills people, or that it damages buildings, we call that a natural disaster. The opposite of natural disaster would be man-made disaster, and we have lots of man-made disasters as well. When you see the news of a natural disaster in the United States, you'll often see that houses are damaged, sometimes completely ruined, for example, by a strong earthquake or a tornado. A tornado, T-O-R-N-A-D-O, is when the wind goes around very fast in a small area, and it easily destroys many homes. The question is, why are homes so easily damaged in the United States? The main reason is that houses in the U.S., unlike some other countries, are made mostly of wood. Wood is the primary material that we use to build houses in the United States. It is not as common to see brick, B-R-I-C-K, which is a rectangular, hard building material made of clay, C-L-A-Y, which comes from the ground. You also do not see houses that are made mostly of cement, C-E-M-E-N-T, which is also something that you can use that looks like or is as hard as a rock or stone. It's very expensive to use brick, stone, or cement in building a house. So only very expensive houses or very old houses, houses that were built maybe 100 years ago, are made primarily of brick or stone. Wood is and has been cheap in the United States, especially historically. The United States had many forests, and it was easy and cheap to get wood. That's probably one of the main reasons why most houses in the U.S. are made of wood. Unfortunately, if you have bad weather, that can easily damage the houses. So when you see a story about the U.S. and a hurricane or a tornado, you will often see pictures of houses that have been ruined. And that's because the houses here are made mostly of wood. The only part of the house that typically has stone or cement is the bottom of the house, what we would call the foundation. The foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N, is the bottom of the house. It is what you put the house on top of. And usually that is made of cement. And then on top of that, you put the wooden, what we would call frame, F-R-A-M-E. The frame of the house are the pieces of wood that hold up the walls and the ceilings. In houses in the northern part of the United States, you usually will find a basement in the house. A basement, B-A-S-E-M-E-N-T, is when you have part of the house below the ground. This is common in almost all of the houses in the colder parts of the United States, such as Minnesota, Michigan, New York. Anywhere where it's very cold, you will have a basement. In the warmer parts of the United States, Texas, Florida, California, it is not as common to see a basement. The reason houses in the north of the United States have a basement is because the ground freezes during the winter, and you have to have the foundation of the house below what we would call the frost line. The frost line, F-R-O-S-T-L-I-N-E, is where the ground freezes, and the cement, the foundation, has to be below that point. In the house where I grew up, we had a basement, and you could go down in the basement, and it was just like another room in your house. In my house here in Los Angeles, we do not have a basement. There is a space between the floor and the foundation, the bottom of the house, but it is only maybe 1 or 2 feet. We call that a crawl space, C-R-A-W-L-S-P-A-C-E. To crawl, C-R-A-W-L, means to go down on your hands and your knees, to be like a dog or a cat and walk on your hands and knees, your arms and your legs. Little babies begin crawling. They start moving on their hands and knees. Crawl space is a place underneath the house, but you can only crawl, you can only lay flat because it is not very big. Different states have different regulations, different rules about houses. In some states like California, new houses have to be built so that they will survive an earthquake. Earthquakes where the ground moves are common here in California. I have felt many earthquakes in the last 15 years here in California. So the house has to be strong enough so that it doesn't fall down. However, there are many older houses that were built before these laws, these rules were passed, that will be damaged by an earthquake. My house, probably. So when you see news stories about the U.S. and you see houses being damaged by natural disasters, you can understand why now, because most of the houses are made of wood, and the wood is not very strong compared to stone or brick, which is not common because it's more expensive. Our next topic today is talking about what Americans think are necessities. There was an article in a magazine called The Atlantic Monthly, which is a, you guessed it, a monthly magazine, comes out once a month. For a magazine, we often use that expression, to come out, means it's published. You get a new copy once a month. Some magazines come out once a week, like The New Yorker. Some magazines come out once a month, like The Atlantic Monthly. The Atlantic Monthly had a survey where they asked Americans what they thought was absolutely necessary, things that they thought they needed to have. The expression they used is things that they can't live without. To not be able to live without means that it is necessary. You must have it. The list is somewhat interesting to see what Americans think they need. One of the things that most Americans, 70% of Americans, said they need is air conditioning in their home. Air conditioning makes the home cooler when it is very hot outside. We do not have air conditioning in my house here in Los Angeles, mostly because it doesn't get too hot here. But most Americans, 70% of Americans, thought air conditioning was a necessity. They didn't ask about televisions, because my guess is 90 to 95% of American homes have a television, and televisions are to be found even in houses where the people are poor. This is true in other countries too, not just the United States. If you travel or go to parts of a country where the people are very poor, many times you will see them with a television. So televisions are considered necessities by many people in the world today. Another thing Americans think is necessary is a microwave oven. A microwave, microwave, is a machine that uses microwaves, a type of power, to heat up and cook food very quickly. 70% of Americans said a microwave is a necessity. They must have one. This is interesting because 30 years ago, 35 years ago, there were no microwave ovens. When I grew up, we did not have a microwave oven. Now that we have a microwave oven, it is a necessity. We can't live without it. The majority of Americans also think air conditioning in their car is a necessity, and a home computer. Although the figure, the percentage is 51% think a home computer is a necessity. So that's a majority, but just barely, we would say. Just barely, B-A-R-E-L-Y, means it's almost not, but it is a little beyond, in this case, 50%, just barely a majority. Almost a majority, 49%, believe a cell phone is a necessity in the United States. Again, that's probably true in other countries, many other countries as well. Only about 30% of Americans thought a high-speed internet connection was a necessity. And perhaps most disappointing, only 3% of Americans thought an iPod is a necessity. Now, I think an iPod, of course, is a necessity. You must have one. You cannot live without one. Or some other MP3 player, of course. So those are some of the things that Americans said that they think are necessities, things that they must have. Now let's answer a few questions. Our first question comes from Dennis, D-E-N-I-S. His question is very interesting. He asks about when we use the word the in front of the name of a country. He is from what we would say in English as either the Ukraine or Ukraine. You will actually see both possibilities now. When I grew up, we always said the Ukraine. We used the in front of the name Ukraine. Perhaps because when I grew up, it was part of another country. It was part of the Soviet Union. More recently, since it got its independence, many of the newspapers refer to this country as simply Ukraine, and they don't say the. However, you will sometimes hear me say the Ukraine, as I did on one of our previous English cafes, and that's because that's how I was raised. That's how I learned it. But a more modern use is not to use the word the. This is actually somewhat confusing in English because there are some countries where we always use the word the. There are some countries where we used to use the word the back 30, 40 years ago and now don't. And there are some countries like Ukraine where sometimes we use it and sometimes we don't. There's still the old usage that is popular. For example, we always say the United States, but we don't say the Canada or the France or the Japan. But if you say United States in English, you usually put the word the in front of it. The United States. I'm going to the United States or the U.S. You would not say, I'm going to United States. You have to have the. Why? Well, it's hard to say exactly why we use language the way we do. Some people think it's because the United States is plural and there's more than one. This is similar, for example, to the country of what we would say in English, the Philippines. The Philippines, which is a country in Southeast Asia, or south of the Southeast Asian part of the Asian continent, the Philippines is a group of islands. And again, the idea is that it's plural, the Philippine Islands. We also use the in front of the country of the Bahamas. The Bahamas are a set of islands in the Caribbean, and perhaps because they are plural, we say the. But it is not always logical. It is not always consistent when we use the and when we don't use the. There are some countries where we used to use the, but we don't anymore. For example, in Africa, there are two countries, Sudan and Congo. We used to say the Sudan and the Congo, but now we just say Sudan and Congo. There are other countries such as the Netherlands, where we always use the, perhaps again because Netherlands means low countries, and that's plural. There are even cities such as The Hague that we use the definite article the. So there is no good rule. There are even parts of a city that we sometimes use the word the. For example, in New York City, one of the parts of the city is the Bronx, B-R-O-N-X. That's one of the five areas in New York City. We don't say the Manhattan or the Staten Island or the Queens, which are other parts of New York City. But if you are talking about this one area, the Bronx, then we use the. So unfortunately, it's hard to come up with a good rule about when we use the and when we don't. There's a similar case when talking about works of literature from ancient Greece. We used to say, for example, the Antigone, referring to one of the plays by Sophocles, the great ancient Greek writer, playwright. Now we just say Antigone, but 50 years ago we used the article the. So the language changes and the rules aren't always necessarily logical, but those are some examples of when we use the and when we don't use the when talking about countries. Our next question comes from Rena, R-E-E-N-A, from Spain. Rena wants to know the difference between the words either and neither. Either, E-I-T-H-E-R, which can also be pronounced either. They both mean the same thing. Neither can also be pronounced neither. Either means you have a choice between two things, two alternatives, two options, two possibilities. We can go to either the movie or the restaurant. Those are my two choices. When you say neither or neither, we mean not one or the other of two things. Another way of saying neither is not either. So neither combines these two ideas and makes it negative. For example, if your parents retire, if they stop working, and they move to a small house from a big house, they go to a small house, your mother might ask you if you want either of the big red chairs that are in their living room. Do you want either chair or either one? If you don't want the chairs, you would say, I want neither of them, because you don't want the chairs. Another example, your girlfriend asks you which movie you want to see this weekend. She may say, do you want to see either Dreamgirls or The Departed? Both of those are popular movies in the United States right now. You may say, I don't want to see either of them. Or you could say, I want to see neither of those movies. Or simply, neither. You may respond to her question just by saying the word neither, meaning I don't want to see Dreamgirls, nor do I want to see The Departed. You may say, I want to see Pirates of the Caribbean Part 2 because I love Johnny Depp. Oh no, wait. That's your girlfriend who loves Johnny Depp. Actually, that's my wife who loves Johnny Depp. So that's how we use neither and either. Either is when you have two choices. Neither is when you don't want the two choices. That's all we have time for on today's cafe, as always. We thank you for listening and invite you to visit our website at ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.